You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown, and we'd like to welcome you to our program. And I have a special guest. Today, you're going to be inside of my dream, and I haven't even asked your permission to bring you in my dream. And what I mean by that my special guest is my daughter. And for me to be able to interview her about what she does and changing lives and living a life bigger than who she is and how she came to the point where she said, I'm going to answer this call on my life. Have you ever had people see something in you that you did not see in yourself? Well, that's the story of my daughter, Ona Brown, and they call her the
Message Midwife.
The Message Midwife. How did you get that name?
I got that name by helping people to dive into their unique message that they want to share with the world. And it is an interesting process because what we would do, Dad, is to dive into their concepts, their beliefs, their story, their philosophies, and look at the timeline of their life. And as we're going through this particular information and turning it into content and helping them to actually be able to cultivate what it is that they want to share with the various audiences within audiences. That's a birthing process. I've never given birth to a child. However, whenever I'm able to help someone to tap into their own unique voice and to stand in that power of knowing there is something that I have to share with the world, and I'm going to do it with a sense of urgency and let go of all of my excuses for great results, then that's when we say, welcome into the world, baby. It's your time to shine.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, my daughter is a formal introvert. How did you get out of that?
You beat it out of me.
You're a behind the scene person. You resisted.
Yes, I ran from speaking until it caught me. I did not see myself as a speaker. I saw myself as a shy, introverted one-on-one person. And I loved being in the background serving. I do love one of my favorite quotes that you quote from the Bible is that the greatest among you shall be your servant. Mm-hmm. And so being able to serve in the background and be your number one salesperson at the product table in the back of the room and to be able to be the person that would carry in to make sure your suits were out of the cleaners and to make sure that we had plenty of product ordered or to answer the phones as your receptionist or to be over the correspondence when we used to get big bags of mail from mm-hmm. people writing you fan letters saying how much they loved you and no one found it to be important to respond to these letters. That was all the different ways that I showed up and served. I also negotiated your first highest paid international contract. That was a part of me serving my father's vision, and I loved it. And then life had it that we took some blows as a family. Mm-hmm. And when you came and was in the process of healing from growing through this challenge that you had with prostate cancer, that's when you told me that you had to share something with me. You said, listen, I need to confide in you about something. I've been observing you and eavesdropping on your phone calls. I said, is that right? You said, yes. And as a result of being nosy, I made an amazing discovery, Ona. You're a powerful speaker. You're a powerful coach. And you're just using the telephone as your microphone. And I said, what you talking about, Willis? So it was an interesting thing because you were basically telling me that I needed to come and take the stage. And I was very convinced that that was impossible. I said, there's no way I could ever do that. I'm not you. That's not who I am. Mm-hmm. And you said, yes, it is. And I said, no, it's not. And you said, yes, it is. And then finally you utilized something that I have audiences to repeat after me. I say, let's say wisdom.
Wisdom.
And they'll say wisdom, right? And then I said, he said, maybe you're not a speaker. Maybe you're not a coach, but you sure tell a great story.
Yes, you do.
I said, I do tell a pretty good story now. He said, well, would you be willing to come on stage and tell a story? You ain't got to speak or nothing. So as a result of that, I took the challenge on because I said, yeah, okay, I'll come on stage and tell a story, but I'm not speaking. And I couldn't believe that you tricked me like that. And so when I was on stage telling these stories, I felt this connection between myself and the audience. And I saw people having these aha moments and mm-hmm. people getting these insights and revelations. And then afterwards, people came up to me and said, thank you. You spoke into my life. Thank you. That was for me. I needed that. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much I needed to hear what you shared. And I was like, wow. I think I could get used to this.
You found your sweet spot.
Yes. I think that's when I was bitten by the bug.
Okay. Yes. I saw a difference. I saw a shift in your behavior after that. And I no longer had to call on you to speak. You were ready to speak. I had then have to interrupt you.
Right. You had to find ways, creative ways to get the mic back.
Yes, absolutely.
And I said, watch out, brother. I'm on a roll.
There is a talk that you do called Answer the Call. Mm. And don't use the caller ID or put it on delay or hold. Talk mm-hmm. about that and the concept that you created and why.
Yes, the body of work that I created called Answer the Call, a wake-up call for those who are ready, is something that came out of my own life. I believe that each and every one of us have a calling for something. Mm-hmm. And there's an option in that calling. You can either answer or you can allow it to just continue to ring, or you can actually put it on busy. You know, you can have it go to voicemail. You have a lot of different things that you can do when it comes to a call. And most of us, what we do when we answer the call, we're getting ready to, we check the caller ID and say, what will this require of me? What will I have to sacrifice? What will this call entail? Mm-hmm. Do I want to answer it now or should I wait and answer it later? And so that's something that I realized I did a lot in my life. And there's a place and time in your life when you
did what in your life a lot of?
When I was checking the caller ID instead of answering the call. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I decided that once I had that revelation and that awareness, I decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. I wasn't going to find ways to deflect what was a part of my own purpose. And I was going to answer the call, the callings on my life.
What has that been like when you finally did that? What was the experience like when you said, I'm no longer going to run from this?
Scary. Like,
yeah.
Like really scary. Like right now I'm scared with a couple of things that I'm doing. You know how sometimes people stop and they become stagnant.
Yes.
And they get dwarfed and they give up and say, okay, I've done it. No, I am still constantly answering the call. I just completed a retreat and that was scary for me. I mean, I was shaking like bacon. I had no idea what it would look like, but it was something that was in my spirit to do. And I'm so glad that I did it because now I have the experience, which yes. you've always talked about.
There's no substitute for it. If you just joined us, we ask you to continue to listen because this is a series of conversations I'm going to have not only with my daughter, Ona Brown, the message midwife, but a few other guests in various areas. This is the era of being creative, innovative, and entrepreneurs. What's your dream? What is it you want to do? Some of our guests will provide for you some insights, methods, and techniques on how you can get out of your head and into your greatness and make your dream not only a thought, but a reality. You have something special. You have greatness in you. You're listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio. That's my story. Now I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.